Sciatic neuropathy, or what's referred to as sciatica, I want to clarify one confusing picture here. Commonly, sciatica is referred to mistakenly, or is used mistakenly as a term to describe someone who has lumbar or sacral radiculopathy, like L5 or S1 radiculopathy, and we say that this patient has sciatica. And the reason is because in these radiculopathies, people will have this radiating shooting pain from the back down. If it's more on the posterior aspect of the thigh and leg, it really sounds like sciatica. So we need to be a little careful when we use that term. What do we mean exactly? Sciatic neuropathy, the problem is not at the level of the roots. It is not radiculopathy. This is a neuropathy. So the sciatic nerve, which is outside the spine, in the posterior aspect of the pelvis, there's a problem with the sciatic nerve. The sciatic nerve is the origin of both the tibial nerve and the fibular nerve, which is the common peroneal nerve. However, the symptoms that people have with sciatic neuropathy are predominantly fibular symptoms or common peroneal symptoms. The pain radiates from around the hip area, sometimes close to the low back. That's what creates some confusion between lumbar radiculopathy and sciatic neuropathy, and it radiates down through the leg. Tends to be more on the posterior aspect of the thigh and leg rather than anterior or lateral, like what we talked about in the femoral and laterofemoral cutaneous nerves. Patients may have foot drop. It is not uncommon. So keep this in mind. Foot drop, we always think of peroneal neuropathy, fibular nerve neuropathy. But again, remember, sciatic neuropathy, that's the origin of the peroneal nerve. It can give a foot drop. Sometimes they may have Achilles reflexes gone or absent. It is commonly caused by prolonged seating on hard surfaces, prolonged compression to the sciatic nerve.